Over the past year, some local chapters of the National Audubon Society have begun changing their names in order to distance themselves from the man the bird conservation groups were named after. Seattle Audubon became Birds Connect Seattle. The local Audubon chapter in Washington, D.C. became Nature Forward. In May, Detroit Audubon opted to drop its name but didn't announce a new one until October. The organization will now be known as Detroit Bird Alliance. Gretchen Abrams is the executive director of the group. She tells WDET's Laura Herberg that no longer being affiliated with their former namesake is a good thing.
John James Audubon, who the organization was named after, was an enslaver, a eugenicist, and not a conservationist. His bird paintings were really the inspiration for others to name a bird organization after him. So he kind of, through his paintings, people were more educated about birds. But we have learned that there's only a small sector of the population that's really familiar with that. We get a lot of information from people who say, Audubon, isn't that a road, you know, in Germany? we get people who have never heard of us at all. Pretty much if you're under 35 and you aren't involved in conservation work or education, a lot of people just don't know what it is at all. And Detroit is a city with, you know, an 85% of their population is non-white. So we just felt like it was not a very good representation of our organization and the work we want to do.
And we should clarify that even though you are changing your name, Detroit Bird Alliance will still be affiliated with the National Audubon Society, correct?
That is correct. Our affiliation allows us the advocacy power that we need. And a lot of people are members of National Audubon that are here locally and maybe not chapter members. So, you know, there's a financial benefit to remaining affiliated as well.
And are you anticipating any pushback over the name change?
Well, we already received some pushback when we announced that we were dropping Audubon. So I feel like that we've already gone through that a bit. We did get a few people not happy once we made the announcement. But and a few of our donors have said we don't intend to donate anymore because we disagree. So we hope, though, and we believe that other donors will step up who believe in the our mission for inclusivity and protecting birds and the environment. So,
and what were the concerns of some of the people who seemed disappointed in the change?
Well, they just viewed it as erasing history and not embracing it. And, you know, for us, it was even bigger than that. We know that if we have any barriers to inclusivity, that birds lose, right? The less people that know about us and can participate in our mission and help us, you know, either financially or volunteering, we need everyone in that fight. It's difficult to tell people when you're recruiting or you're out saying, hey, have you heard of Detroit Audubon? To then have to explain, why are you named that? What does that have to do with birds? And that's not a story that we want to tell again and again.
That was Detroit Bird Alliance Executive Director Gretchen Abrams. She spoke to WDET's Laura Herberg. The Chicago and Madison chapters of the National Audubon Society also recently changed their names to include the phrase Bird Alliance. The Detroit Bird Alliance's name will become official in January of 2024.